Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lindy, how much do players use the last game for motivation? What happened? Because you played so well for some of it and then didn't play so well for a lot of it. How much do they use that as motivation?
Well, I think you can use parts of that, obviously. Disappointing finish to that game with the way we started, so it's definitely in the back of your mind.
Why did you play so well in the first period? Obviously, you want to get back to that game, but why did it go so well?
Well, I thought we took care of the puck, did a lot of good things. Our problem started when some inopportune opportunities coming up ice with the puck, and we turned pucks over, and we fueled a little bit of their fire.
And then you have Nathan MacKinnon kind of acting like Nathan MacKinnon the second half of that game.
Yeah, you know, I think that line, you know, I think Rantanen played almost 29 minutes. We had plenty of opportunities, though, when it was, you know, 5-3, 5-4, whatever the score was at the time. We had a couple breakaways. We had opportunities to, you know, hurt them, and we didn't. And I think that also gave them a little bit of momentum in the game.
Wedgwood came into that game. You had him, what, your first year, I believe, in Jersey. What kind of a goalie was he then? Is he a different goalie now?
No, he's a great competitor. He's been a guy that has stepped in a lot of different places and has played really good hockey. I liked him. He was the type of guy in practice that he played every practice like he was playing the next game. And he gave them a heck of a performance when he stepped in.
Oh, Byram is up towards the top of the league in terms of being on the ice for 5-on-5 goals. What's he do that helps create offenses?
You know, I think his skating, but his puck movement has been good. I think that Paris has been good when it comes to 5-on-5 play and creating the offense. And, you know, we need a little bit more offense out of our other back four to help us out, too.
You've had some good defensive efforts here, but it slipped a little the last couple games. How do you get that back to where you were in Boston?
You know, we had a lengthy meeting this morning again about, you know, the Boston game, the Island game, the Chicago. And again, it starts with puck play. You look at some of the opportunities that Dallas had in the game. The puck was on our stick, and you make a bad decision, and you're going to pay for it.
This might be a weird question because Tage has a four-game point streak. He has 5 points in 4 games, but he only has more than 2 shots once in his last 12 games. Is that a worry that he's not getting the shots lately?
Yeah, you know, I think that you look at some of the Ozone play. I didn't feel we've been really connected where we can get, you know, say 10, 15 seconds in the Ozone. I think some of it is move the puck quicker instead of hang on before they close things off for you. And he'll get more second opportunities. I think he's passed up some opportunities too. And, you know, even the St. Louis game, the quick 2-on-1, he missed the net. So there's been opportunities for him to get more pucks there. He just hasn't, you know, probably chose that play.
Casey Mittelstadt had his first goal in a while last night, too. What have you kind of seen from him during his time in Colorado?
I really haven't looked at him, and I don't know a lot about him, and I haven't been with him. So that's a tough one for me to answer, but thank you.
How close is this team to the way you want them to be playing?
You know, I think if you look at the last 3-4 games, we played some really good games in that tough stretch that we didn't win. Including the previous game against these guys. You know, I think it's the ability and the confidence to make the right play under pressure, which we've given some games away late where, you know, haven't handled the pressure that the other team has put on. Some of that is, you know, a little bit of the youthfulness of our team, and some of that, again, is you got to make strong plays with the puck when the other team is putting the heat on you.